Okay, we're starting with Sefer Shmaya, Shara Chamishi, the fifth gate, which is called Shar Yichid Hamaisa. Beer in page Reis Samaches. Beer of Nechiev. We explain all conditions and all the sides of our requirements. Of our requirement, Hayois Kulma Feinu. The entire our deed, which is in all entirety, should be miyuchodim lishmoy, should be all designated entirely to the name of Hashem, elizoyer, and we should be extremely careful minachoynes. There shouldn't be any side of flattering, any side thoughts, any side benefits, any side intentions outside than the actual cause of serving Hashem. To do something yichud ha-maisa, to dedicate, to designate the maisa totally, entirely to Hashem, there shouldn't be any side benefits. That's called choyna. Yicholik to psicha v'shishu prokim. This gate of yichud ha-maisa will be divided to a preface, psicha, for six prokim. Omer HaMechaber says the author, Mitne shekodem amarein bevitochen ha-elohim izborach. We just in the previous shah, in the third shah, we spoke about the reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitochen. Ve'inu lismach ledir of nechiev ha'yiz kol ma'as avoidim chol mehim lavadai. We found appropriate, right after bitochen, should come this gate of that all the deeds should be totally designated to Hashem. Ba'avad, because Mashiach v'dobar zeh, because this gate, this requirement has mitzakus hamatzpudim. In order to deliver everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is required, it should be absolutely pure, entirely pure, the insight, intention, the body of us, the whole clarity of the heart, meaning irbu, we shouldn't have any mix-up hamatzidoisam, which destroys the purity and the clarity of the heart. But Solomon in Ayipui, Amevel Ochoinas, and should totally be rescued and saved. Mimine Hayipui, for all kind of beautification. We always try to beautify our existence. So when we do a mitzvah, we do Avodas Hashem, we should be careful not to try to put any beautiful cosmetics why I'm doing it. Which maybe al achoyim, because this brings the person to become a choynef, a flatterer. Yisratzois b'chalukos labriim. He wants to show himself with all kind of chalukos, all kind of tricks and techniques to the people.
I'm not sure I understand what's going on here. Being a flatterer.
Okay. A person, how are you doing? He answered, a good impression.
You're trying to flatter everyone. Other people.
Other people. A person is busy making good impressions. And who is not? Who is not? Aren't you trying to make good impressions? Right? What is it?
Trying to make good impressions.
Huh?
You have to ask Hashem.
When you put on. Take a plastic figure and put on the cosmetics, the suit and everything. So
it's just everything that's show for show on the outside.
Everything is show. So it's got, you know, what is this? Why do you want to find good impression? Because you want to get something in return. You want to get recognized. You want to get this. You want to get a good position. So everything is a chanifa. Everything is flattering. It's flattering mankind. It's flattering your society.
Mm-hmm.
Now to make a mitzvah, anything which you do to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, come to daven. Obviously it comes to daven because of Hashem. But while you're davening, you try to put out the best impression too. How do you deliver the entire davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like no people is existing around you. It's called Yichud HaMaisa. You designate the Maisa, what you do, entirely to Hashem. There's no beautification, nothing. In order to do that, you have to be absolutely pure. Your heart has to be pure. You're not supposed to have any other side benefit. Not to care for side benefits. Moshe Omer Elio, like Elio said, I'll know Eso Pnei Ish. I want to confront the face of a man. Ben Odom lo yechana. El odom, because of a man, lo yechana. I'm not going to act. Ki lo yodati achana. Because anything which I do, which I don't understand, I don't do why I'm doing it, achana is an act. Achana means social planning. Planning. El odam lo yachana. Because of a man, I will not plan a design.
Well, to impress another person.
To impress another person. I'm gonna give you an illustration. What does it mean? Not to make an act, which that act leaves a certain impression over beyond what's really the intention of the act is. The Panovich of Shiva, Rav Shmulevich, Chaim Shmulevich, he lost a grandson. He lost a grandson in America, a little boy, an 8-9-year-old boy. And when he was a sick boy, he was in America for medication, and he died. And he came to tell it to him, came to share with him the fact that he died, and while they were talking, came a bocher, came in to take him to the shloishim, the hesped of the shiva of Sher in Slobodka, and he had to speak in the maspida, eulogized the shiva. He was scheduled to speak, and he came to take him. He says, it's about time to go. We have to go to the hesped. He says, I'm not going. The shiva was supposed to speak. It was
no.
He was planned to speak. So why wouldn't you speak? So he answered, why wouldn't you speak? So he answered, I'm going to speak that of the Hesed, and because while I'm very moved, the loss of my grandson, probably I'm going to cry more than normally I would have shed tears, and people would think that I'm crying for the hesped, and I don't want to fool the people. This is called lechane el odom lechane. I will not try to act for because of mankind. This is called flattering. You're impressing people. I gave Govaldi Gass who's crying so much to the odom godel. But since I'm going to cry of my grandson, because I was just fresh, and I'm in a stage of ready to cry anyhow, and people would take it, I'm crying for somebody else. To that extent, this is called Yichud HaMaaseh. The people were afraid never to make a move. They didn't make a motion with their hand by davening. They didn't raise the voice. Anything which was not pure, natural, coming from the heart. And they would behave regardless. If there's 1,000 people watching him, or there's no person, they behave the same way. It's called Yichud HaMaaseh.
Is this an end point that we're trying to reach to, or is it a starting point?
It's an end point. If you take for the starting point, you never get anywhere. Because we are little fakers to begin with. We are little fakers to begin with. Because if we wouldn't have in the beginning, our childish busha, requirement of public acceptance, society's acceptance, would be a little wild animal. Obviously, this is the Shara Hamishi. So this is the fifth chapter. We have ten Sheorim. We have ten Sheorim, yes. This is the middle. Now we're breaking, that's the breaking point, that's the fifth. Only after Bitochen you can come to this level. Because by the way, that's exactly what he's going to say. Why is he putting after Bitochen? Because before having absolute pure Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could never come to this Madrega, never to make a motion. Only Bitil Hashem Levavai. Because wherever you lack in Bitochen, you have to put in your Shtablos, because you have to do it. Wherever you have to do it, you have to do your own planning or design. You have to do it. Now, I'm asking you, I'm going to give a simple motion about Tefillah. is being hired in a besamedish tzadamim of Yomim Menorim, and it's taken for a trial. I mean, obviously, one of the tzaddiks, usually says, Mina gives the invite for a Shabbos, and he davens a Shabbos, for the Shabbos, for Shachar, for Musaf, and the public sees it for like Simonat. Imagine, he's a Valfila, he wants to get a job, and he's being invited for a Shabbos to come to daven. Now, how could he daven Birkei Hashem Levadai? Birkei Hashem Levadai. He couldn't care less than the people who say, when he's standing trial, should he be accepted? Should not somebody else be accepted? A Rosh Yeshiva is being hired to say the highest class Shiv in Yeshiva, Lomdei Yeshiva, and has to give an example Shiv. How can you say a Shiv and prepare the Shiv and say the Shiv, Birkei Hashem Levadai? I mean, it's a test, it's an exam. It's an exam. Now he knows to be, he comes because he's being tested. And when it comes to the dead Baal Peter, when it comes to the Omed, he has to forget that where he is. He has to totally forget where he is. How could he? This is a Shiva, that's the Shiva, he has totally forget why he's giving the Shiva. Because he's being tested, should be accepted, and there's other competition going, he's staying aligned to get a job. How could he? If he doesn't have 100% bitochen. Only the one is 1000% bitochen. If I'm going to be an Eidbach filler, I would say a good shiur wouldn't help at all. What does help? Because this is all the shiur when Hashemayim, everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is Mishtabah, have to tell a dam. He couldn't care less how he dams. Father used to be a normal Mishtabah. What he dams to the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Marbit Toirina. The way he got him, the schus to be davening for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because they called him to be tested. The way he has the schus to be Marvit Torah by giving a shiur, because the people called him to put him up for a test. But no way is he to get a job. Because to get a job is totally not reliant, is not depending on his success, what kind of shiur he said. So you see, without bitochen, there's no way that you could make it. Not only no way, because the practical day-to-day life does not last, because we always on test, we always do. Every time when you come, you have to, you're selling merchandise, you have to be a decent person, you have to speak nicely on the phone, you have to represent yourself as it is. Now, this is shtalos that you make, is a chaynes, is a chanifa. You're doing something. Velodam echane, I'm acting to the man. But he says, elodam loyachane. You could only come to this madrege, elodam loyachane. You're not acting to the man. You're acting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're a decent man to begin with. It has nothing to do with your job, with not your job. It's only after when you had received the maximum bitochen, then you have the capacity and the ability to totally get off the stage and stop acting. You're not acting at all. And now you 100% belong to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now sometimes, see this, I'm going to tell you, sometimes you do have to act. Sometimes you have to act, which is also for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sometimes there's nothing wrong in acting. Sometimes you have to. It's about filler. It's about filler. It should make his voice begging and feeling full and emotional in order to make the people cry. So he's doing it. Actually, Lemaisa, he may do the about filler, may make an action which is not Lemaisa holding by it. But he does Hashem Shemai, does because of the people show that, not because they should say that he is davening so warm. He has to warm up the people. So you have to do it. So we are actors. The Maisa, we are acting up. We do try to make good impressions. Question is, why do you make a good impression? It should be 100% Hashem Shemayim. But you start to meet up with Tochum, you can't even start talking about this issue. I mean, you're looking for a job, and it depends how they're going to like your davening, they're going to take you. So obviously, you're working for getting the job. But all your outfits are not appropriate now, should avoid Minyona Yichud HaMaisa, you should explain the Minyonim of Yichud HaMaisa Elohim. 6 points. 6 inyonim we're going to explain. Echad, one of them is Mahu Yichud HaMaisa. What does it mean? Designate all the maaser to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem, the second, with what will it be accomplished? In which deeds do we have to do Miyachud HaMaisa Misa Hashem? But if he is the fourth, Kama Minim of Sidov, what are the ones who doesn't let it happen, who actually is damaging the Yichud HaMaisa? Vachamishi, Eich opni al kokosam. 15, how could we push off those destructive elements? Min hanefesh, ad shetochel ibn odom liyachot kol ma'aseh she'yaseh l'shem ha'el. Until the man makes it possible that he could designate and dedicate all his deeds to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sheshes in the 16th year, she'nizr b'machshova v'nishmar m'meneh imay shubah. What in Yichud HaMaisa, not only deeds, emotions should be dedicated to Hashem, but even in Machshavah too. How she initiated the Machshavah, the Yichud HaMaisa, you know what this means? To keep your entire Machshavah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you should watch that no strange thought should come into your mind, which is not Bitzel Hashem Levadai, Umoyshelba, that you should rhyme, you should have authority, you should, what's this in English, Moyshel?
Rule.
Rule over your Machshava. That you're not letting your Machshava lose a little moment without control. That you should rule over your Machshava. Your Machshava only should only think things which is positive, constructive thinking in Avodas Hashem, even in Machshava. Being said that the Balatanya, when he was sitting in the prison and came his defense lawyer and tried to defend him and tried to say what kind of great man Balatanya is, what kind of scholar he is, what kind of brain he is, and he said he could take 24 issues, topics, and be simultaneously involved in 24 issues, something like that. I don't remember exactly the number. His mind could be preoccupied with 24 different things simultaneously, with the fullest depth. So the Balatani corrected him. He says, no, this is not what he could do. He could take one issue and be in depth in for 24 hours. He could take one point and be 24 hours in this one point. That's not a mile when a person could diversify, could split his mind in 10 places. To take one point and be in it 24 hours without interruption, control over your mind, ruling your mind. Because the mind is like a loose energy, which Melech Osir Berhotim says about the story. Melech Osir Berhotim is imprisoned by Hitas Levovoi, it's a fast, speedy thought. You have no idea how fast this. How many times you find yourself in the Shemin Esra? That you ended up who knows where in the entire state. So how did I get there to begin with? Well, I was thinking, just let me listen. And you got all of a sudden over there. You don't let enough because you have no rules over your thoughts. And then you're going back, huh?
Supersonic.
Yeah. How did the Tzelmer have said? What the chilek between Yidin and Goyim? So Goyim wants to be in a place, has to travel, has to go there. Eile berecha ve eile besusim. Those have to go with recha, with coaches, with besusim, with horses. Manachnu, if you want to get there, it's Hashem, Hashem Lafki, just mention Hashem's name, Davin, you'll be there already. You're already there. Eile berecha, eile besusim. You have to travel in order to get there. Manachnu, Hashem, Hashem Lafki, just mention Hashem's name, you're already there. Eile, those who have to travel, they go, according to the form, they have access to the form. Now, come to Venezuela, it's all, you stay in one place. We are there already. To rule over the Machshava, not to run away, that's not easy. Perek Krishna, first Perek. Aval Ma'ar Yichid HaMaisa Elokim, what does it mean to designate all your Maisa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who are Kavona, the intention of that is, Benire Ubenister. Yichid HaMaisa means, the first thing is, so the Yichud HaMaisa has to be equal Benira in things which is publicly shown. Ibn Israel is totally hidden to you. The Maisa Vayri Selkim Rishmoy. The Gila Ritzoyne Bilvat, that you're doing it only to the result, be Bilti Ritzoyne Abruyim. Not at all to please the teacher. In other words, let me give you what it means. Benira Ubenista. You go to the bathroom, you come out, you wash your hands, and you say Ashayota. You have a style how you say Ashiyota. You have a certain style how you say it. You have a certain level how you say Ashiyota. If you're going to say Ashiyota, if you come out and you happen to be in the public of your Rebbe, you have to be in the public of a very important person, that you will try to find kindness in his life, which is Mutala Hachnis. By the way, you should find kindness. It's a great man. It's Mutala Hachnis. A Talmid should be Machnis for a Rebbe. Now, Yichud HaMaisa means when you're saying Ashiyota, when you come out to the bathroom, it's the same thing. When you have this great man standing next to him, seeing, observing you, how you make Ashiyot, he's going to say, Amen. Or when you're private in your car, and private in your room, and nobody's there. This is called Yichud HaMaisa. That you will do it, HaKavona Benira Benister. Benira, if you're in public, Benister, when you're hidden. The Maisa Rishma Lagir, it's a Bilvat, you drink. Bilt the Rishma Lagir.
You have Kavani, not holding there yet, but you're pushing
that.
Otherwise, you're not going to but
tries to attain levels.
That's Pula Chatzayinus. Pula Chatzayinus is doesn't meant to be show for people. It just means for you. You could be in your room and you could say Hashiyotza quietly, just standing like a thing. Or you could start shaking and saying words loud, which is Mo'ere Rekavona. That's called Pula Chatzayinus. Pula Chatzayinus doesn't mean I could say Hashiyotza privately over there and I could go into the Besamedish and 10 people are going to say, oh my, you're going to watch Mahara say Hashiyotza, and I'm going to say, because 10 people are going to watch me, I'm going to say it's a bigger Kavona. That's totally not tolerated. That's not Pula Chatzayinus, because here you're going green, you're selling yourself. Are you selling yourself because of that? No, that's not. Because you're really training yourself to become an actor. But it's in private life. So that you make a habit that it's hard to control your kavana. So you say things aloud, you say things slow. There's all kind of techniques. But that's what my experience. But privately, for yourself. Perek Sheni. So the first thing we learned, the first verse, what does it mean? Yichdam Ma'aselakim, Ma'u Yichdam, what does it mean? You're always the same person. Doesn't matter in public, in your private, who watches you, you're always doing Benira Benisa, doing the same thing. Perek Shem, the second place. Abul Ma'yid Yichad Ma'aselim Levadai. With what will our Yichad Ma'aselim Sekurit Bokhulam, Baksor in Yoram, in 10 areas, in 10 issues? Kashi is Kaimi Belev Odam. Once it's going to be established in the heart of a person, his body is going to be absolutely definite by him. Gehem Abnei Avoidosoi. This is the foundation of his Avoider. Adonim, just in the Mishkan, it was Adonim, the foundation. The Shor Shem Aseyu. And this is the root of all his involvement. Then Yishlam Yehuda Behem Hashem. Then he will accomplish that he should dedicate everything to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Leifner Zelos, he will never do anything for somebody else. Leikava Belodot, he's never going to hope to somebody else. Chavim Behem is never going to have any intentions to lose the son except the Kodesh Baruch. So there is 10 inyonim which you have to make as a foundation in order you should accomplish Yichud HaMais. Harish, the first inyon which is Yichud Elohim Belech Sholem. So you have to understand, which we learned in the first chapter, the first shahr in the Chavis Havos. Yichud Elohim, that you have to know Kodesh Baruch Hu is unified, Kasha Kodam, Betchila Sifis, as I said before. That's the first thing which you have to know. Now we know what advice in the fifth perek. Because we're not going to go through lengthy explanation. What is Yichud Elohim? What is Yichud Elohim? To know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is all over, in every place, in any given situation, in every aspect of life. And there's a whole, how do you call it, hologram in every point. You see, this tape recorder is put together from very many, many parts. And not every part is a tape recorder. It's put together from many parts. You could take apart a part. There's no matter a tape recorder. So there's no unit. There's not an absolute unity in this tape recorder, because this may have 100 parts or 200 parts, which everyone is an independent part, and every part in himself is totally helpless and motionless. Only after putting together the 200 parts, it becomes one tape recorder. But this is not absolute one. This is 200 parts put together. Yichud Elohim, which we learned in Yichshar Yichud Hashem, in the first parak, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not put together from pieces. And in every part is a whole Yichud Hashem, a whole complete Hashem. It's true that Hashem manifests himself in the world with putting together. There's a Mikdash, and there's Kahanim, and Amis is put together, Kahanim is in Israel, everything is put in parts. But as far as Elokus, there's a whole completeness in Elokus in every part. Why do you need it as the first foundation, the first inyan, in order you want to bring yourself to level to Yichud HaMaisa? But you could say, listen, Hashem, I'm a human being. And just like in order to maintain my life, I have to eat. And the eat has to be tasteful, the food has to be tasteful, you know, I should have an appetite, should be digestible. So would you say, the fact that it has a taste and it's digestible, that maintains my life? No, the food maintains my life. But I need the successor, I need the dessert. In order, I should be able to put in the food. But the dessert is not the food. And the dessert is not maintaining my life just as the food maintains my life. Right? But when it comes to Avodas Hashem, you will say the same thing. Of course, I have to daven. And of course, I think I'm talking to you. But I need the appetite to daven. And one of my appetites of davening is, if I go daven in public will appreciate how nice a daven. That's my appetizer. Of course, I don't come to the shul to show up to the public. I come to shul to daven to you. Yes, I come to the restaurant to eat. But to eat, I need an appetizer. I'm using it as an appetizer.
Now, this appetizer that you use to daven, I would say this pneer, this negir, if you don't know the basic elements that you learned in the first gate, Yichud Hashem, that in Avodas Hashem, everything has a whole goal in himself. Daven is one thing, to come to shul is the other thing, to make a motion with your hand is the other thing, which is Avodas Hashem in himself. And nothing is an appetizer one for the other. Everything has an end goal in himself. And as long you don't understand the Yichud Elokim, which we learned in the first shot, you can never even come to the, even start. You're missing the first basic element, the first basic foundation to accomplish Yichud HaMaiser Elokim. But it's one other argument which you learned in the, right in the beginning, that is to learn the Yichud Elokim, Shar Yichud, not to learn Shira Yichud. Yeah, remember, to learn it, not to learn. The Chavisot makes the Shari Yichud as the first inyan, as the first, yeah, when you're making the building of a building, you know, you make a foundation, but for underneath the finish you make a footing. You know how you build? First you dig, you make a footing. A footing is really not deep, but it's wide. On top of that, you put the foundation. On top of the foundation, you put the walls. On top of the walls, you put the roof. That's how it goes. There's a sort of inyanim, there's 10 footings, there's 10 foundations to build, that has to be first built in order to reach and accomplish Yichud Maaseh Elokim. And the first footing, the first thing is Yichud Elokim. You have to know that everything has a full end goal in himself. And if you don't know that, if you're not living this concept, you're just totally contradicting the whole Yichud Maaseh Elokim. Because one of the way I could come to the Yichud HaMaaseh Elokim, when I take the appetizer and I make it the end goal. So say, I come to the shul because I'm mitzvah to come to the shul. And I'm impressing people sometimes. Because I'm mitzvah to impress people. Because you have to be mizake sarabim. It's nothing to do with you. So only after you know the principle of Yichud HaElokim, that everything is an end goal, is a lukus, then you could take all your involvements in life, all your particular deeds in life, and see an end goal in himself. That this is avoided to share in him himself, and not to serve you personal benefits. Because we are not allowed to be total ignorant, ignoring the world, and be like rough and plain and simple. There used to be, that was one of the things, the big opposition of the Kotzke Chassidus. Kotzke was working never to make a motion which is not 100% pure. So when he came in public, they didn't have to make a sense of that. They always played, they were always busy, they were always preoccupied of undoing impressions, not to impress anyone. And they made all kind of funny things, and therefore antagonized people. And end up, they became like clusters. They became, those not everyone, I mean, the was bigger moichas. But you have to be a super moich, you have to be a super strong person. Live all your life acting all that, like you as a nothing, and you should be everything cooking inside, not showing on the outside. You have to be a real great person to have to do it. So everyone started working the time of nothing until they became really a nothing. And that was the great opposition on the Kotzke Derech, on that style, because it ruins people. Because Hashem made so. That we have to use the weakness of our personality. That we need the recognition of the public. Because this is the appetizer of bringing us to Hashem. So we have to have it. We can't ignore it. So how can you have it and use it and live on it and strive on it and then become Yichud HaMaaseh Elokim? Says, because if you know the first principle of Yichud HaElokim, you will find out that even in that action is also there's an end goal of Yichud HaAvodas Hashem too. Even that delivers to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yes, Hashem, I'm coming to impress people. So this Baal Tefillah, when he comes, he's being tested to be taken to daven, and he says, yes, I'm going to go to daven Hashem, give me a nice voice, I want to make a good impression, I want to be high, that's Machir Vishtalos. But why? I'm doing my voice as Hashem. I want to impress people, I want them to be daven warmer, and do my things. So only if you have the understanding of Yichud HaElokim, you know that everything in everything there is a likus, there you could take your maisim and designate the total Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yichud HaElokim is the foundation of the Yichud HaMaaseh LeElokim. Zasheni, and the second inyan, which is a foundation, the second ingredient as a foundation for Yichud HaMaaseh LeElokim. Habchina B'Toyres HaElokim, always to be boichen, always to research and to evaluate the goodness of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Masmodosan Olaf, in the Kasheb Anuboy, as he also explained it in the Shara B'china. second is shalom chinah. That in everything which you do, everything which you come across, you should see the elokus in it, and the continuity of elokus always. Now, what's happening? I'm just giving you an example. Suppose you were devastated, where you were in a terrible, terrible need, and it was mamsha devastation need. Somebody came and he helped you. What do you do on that instant when he helped you? He says, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're saying it almost non-controllable. You don't control yourself. Because you're thanking from all your heart. You let your emotion go. And you look like a fool. You look like a fool. Now, why, after that, when you thank them and you got over this great excitement that it took you out from such a pyramid as you were, then you didn't talk about it normally. Then you say, thank you. I really thank you very much. But at the time when you were really getting the surprise, you couldn't stop thanking. You were jumping, thank you with all your heart. Now, it's one thing is to recognize the bechinas of Tevis Elohim, to recognize that your kosh is good, that you go out and you lose the calmness of to be able to act. Your real emotion comes up. But you have to always smodosan ola. You have to have the Tevis Hashem. He said, Hashem is not only helped you out from a terrible situation. Kodesh Baruch Hu continuously helps you out from such a situation. Continuously takes you out of the situation. So you're always in a stage that you're preoccupied. You can't have your mind set on acting, on this and this, and this, because you always need deadened to Kodesh Baruch Hu and you're so excitedly thanking for him. So therefore you can't have any cheshbonos of pnias, of negias, of chanifa, because you're in a stage of always thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the second foundation. In order to reach Yir Ma'aseh, first you understand Yichud Elik, Yichud Hashem, to learn the Shara Yichud, and Shara Bechina. Vashlish is, Sheikabel, Avoidah Selokim. That's the third char. To take on you, the Avoidah Selokim, Kashel Chartaboy. That's the third char. What are the ingredients? All everything which you want. Vervis, that's the fourth. So the first four chapters that you learn, the first Sha'orim, Shahra Yichud, Shahra Bechina, Shahra Voida Selokim, and Shahra Bitochen, those are the first four foundations which you have to put in order to get to Yichud HaMa'aseh. That comes the Chamish, the fifth. Shiyamin, that you have to believe, Tatfe Elis HaNezek, that the damage or the advantage, it's not in the hands of the creature, it's not in the hands of a person at all. Everything is in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is actually a partial part of Bitochen. It's an entire partial Bitochen. We could say it even in Dvorim Rochniyim. We could say it even in Dvorim Rochniyim. Because the Bitochen, we could say it in Yonim Gashmim, Hakul B'dei Shemaim, it says Kutz Mi'ir Shemaim. So you could think, I think the fifth would be more applicable, that the Elis Vanezek in Yon Yerushamayim is also not in any B'yad HaNivra. Sofkos V'chotem, Vashish is in the sixth thing, she is Shova Etzloi. It should be equal by him, if you Shapchu B'nei Odom or you Ganu. The person should become so indifferent to the public opinion about him, that if he's being praised, who is being embarrassed, should be the same. So, Midas Haishtab, very high madrega. Very, very high madrega. I mean, it's one thing not to look for it, and not to be impressed with it, but not to react at all. Not to react, it's a very, very high madrega. And as the Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Yaakov once was at a certain dinner, a certain occasion, and he happened to have to speak, and the chairman of the dinner introduced to Rabbi Yaakov Zal, and he started saying a few praise words to Rosh Hashiva. He says, I know that I'm going to impose anguish, tzar, Rosh Hashiva, because he doesn't like to hear shvachim, he doesn't like to hear praises, but I can't help it. We have to say so. And I'm asking forgiveness, asking mechila. Rabbi Yaakov was a big yeshemer. I heard him saying it. It was a breakfast, a certain yeshiva. So when he started speaking, he says, Kvoit Malasa chairman. I asked to give him the chairman. He says, he has to ask me because he caused me pain that I feel shochem, I must say the truth. It's not painful. It's very sweet. It's very sweet. I may not want to hear it because you're not supposed to get everything which is there through like it is. But I must correct him. He didn't cause me pain. It's pretty comfortable. He doesn't have to ask the bechila. He was in Shabbos. He didn't want to just don't come because I know he's very painful. He doesn't like to hear. No, I do like to hear, but you don't have to do anything which you like. I say, that means covet, respect, and him shvachem is like a delicious food. But I haven't been a diet. I see it. I don't take it. It's delicious. I don't take it. Now, I should take this delicious food and put it into my mouth. It should be just like a piece of bread, indifferent. Oh, that's a big one. Yeah. There used to be tzaddikim, for them, they didn't know what they eat. They didn't know what they eat. But you know what? The Chazon Ish had not felt any taste in his mouth. Bez Rav Chazon had not felt any taste in his mouth. They had to be told what this is. Is it a fish? Is it a meat? Is it sugar? Is it salt? They didn't feel any of the ishtavas. They were so removed from earthiness that the absolute, the body had not reacted to all. That's a midas ishtavas. Now, this is the ultimate midas ishtavas. But lemaisa, we could have a midas ishtavas. That means I'm not living by that. I'm not making use of this availability.
But once it enters your ears, isn't there a concept of like sonar abundance?
No.
You have to swallow quickly.
Let me explain you. One person says, I don't want to hear shvachim, because I don't want to be affected. The other person says, I don't want to feel shvachim, because the shvachim embarrassing me. Why? Because when I feel shvachim, I have to work in me the entire, the entire, the shvach. I'm being praised. So what do you do when you hear shvachim about you? Let's say you deserve a shvach, and you're being shvachim in public. What do you have to do then? Do you know what you have to do? It's not true. Shake your head. Wait a minute, true. You know it's better. If they're not going to tell it to you, says, these guys don't even know who I am. What do you do? What do you do, practically, which is true? What do you have to do when you hear shvachim? You deserve the shvachim. Suppose you deserve the shvachim. And you hear the shvachim in public. How do you react? What's the antidote? At the time when you hear shvachim, dig out from deep of your memory the stupidities, all the terrible things which you have done. Says, they talk about shvachim, but I know who I am. And that equalizes. They have to say the shvach. But what I know, the shvach, it's nothing more than Lezer Zohar B'Av Chazir. I down deep, I'm a pig. It's nothing more than my dressing. That's what the anti. But that's not what Mirza Shtavas. Mirza Shtavas is when you speak to your shlokum, they don't know they're talking to you. You don't bring this, you don't bring that, they're nothing. They're like this table. Like this table, it absolutely doesn't touch you. Now, how do you get to that point? How do you get to that point? You could get to this point with Geiser. And you're going to get to the point that it's totally another. With Gaiva, how do you get to this point? If you go to the kind, you're a kindergarten teacher, and your kindergarten children are praising you, then he teaches you, you're the smartest man on the world. You said, you're the nicest man on the world. Will it touch you? Will it affect you? You couldn't care if they're going to tell you nice, they're going to tell you good. They're kindergarten children. Sometimes you're so much removed and above the public that the public speaks about you, you look at them as kindergarten children. I would say this could be a touch of gaiva. Could be a touch of gaiva. I mean, I wouldn't say it's gaiva because sometimes it's the reality. Sometimes it is the reality. When people praise you, you have money, you made it in business. I mean, this is pure stupidity. I mean, you made it in business. Is anyone making it in business? So people give you COVID because you're a rich man. And how do you not take in the COVID? Not because, COVID, rich man, Hashem gave me this. It doesn't even penetrate your mind. Why? Because unfortunately, you're such a little fool. You're respecting money. What respecting money? Ooh. So this is a kindergarten talk. This is not Gaza. So that's a Midas Ishtavas. You couldn't care to tell you purity is good. You're not embarrassed when you lost money. You're not arrogant when you made money. Because you didn't lose money. You didn't make money. It's all the hands of Hashem. Either people, but them it's such important money because everything is money, everything is being weighed money. This is their stupidity, their kindergarten children. That's called the real Midas Ishtavas. Because knowing the truth is total. See? I wasn't here. No. Okay. It's not affecting you. That's called that is the true real Midasai Shtabas. But Shvi the 70 Yavas and Yipul of Yodam, you should leave totally behind beautifying yourself to people. Now obviously Yeshua the Chodesh goes by step. Shiyazus and Yipul of Yodam, that's Kotsk. don't do anything which it makes impressions by people. You know, be original. But this is the seventh. You can't stop with this. You can't start with the seventh of Indian. That's the reason why I mean the cuts, the demand of the cuts kederach. This is the seventh gate, the seventh Indian. But you can't start from the seventh if you don't have the previous six. If you have the previous six, then you go with the seventh. Make sure not to make any yitzur b'nei odom. Hashminis lefanas libam iska oilam ve'eshu oisel oilam avo. Totally disassociate yourself from only worldly things at the time in your business with oilam avo, drukhin and zigger things. When you come to daven, nothing exists. You come to learn, nothing exists. Don't make a thing. But she, the third, ninth thing, she'irim elohim, should be afraid of Yevashmei, should be embarrassed of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. To be afraid of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that's not such a hard thing, but to be embarrassed of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, to be in a state of embarrassment, is a very, very high matter.
You thought of Hashem being embarrassed?
I always stay embarrassed of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, because once you are embarrassed with always when you stand in front of Hashem, you're embarrassed in front of Hashem, there's no room to have in mind what people talk about you. You state of embarrassment. That's a high madrega, but that's the ninth.
So
what?
You're embarrassed when you feel you're so low?
Not you low. You're embarrassed, yeah, but you did to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. But you did to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. You're not low. Because you would be so low, you can't do anything to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Because I'm a chelek elokim, I'm so great and so big, and I misused it. I'm not low.
It doesn't bring
you much. You should always consult your intellect in everything that you think, and never to take any answer from the Yetzer Hara.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Okay, continuing. Sharach, Yichida Maisa, Sharach HaMishi, Daf, Reish Ayin, Perek HaShlishi. Avar HaMaisa, Mashi, Shlemi, Biyachdom, Rekev, Eish HaSaisam, what will be the deeds which will be totally completed by you all unified HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shas to do it. Ma'as avoida, things that you do shemekab ma'am retzoyin Elohim, which you hope that this is the Rosh Hashem v'hem this is kol ha-mitzvah sanir esalev, all the mitzvahs which you do, which you see on our last putting on tefillin and davening, anything which is visible that we do it. We hope we do the Rosh Hashem. Efshe shetia kavona behem gazura se. Did once we, that the kavona could be an exception of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vitiya kavonos haseyan, it could be sometimes the whole reason of doing it will be is dying behem is to bnei odom, to show off the people. The kavos could be that we hope the people will respect him for this. Shivcho malasoyas, and people will praise him that he does it. In Chodesh HaEvarim, it's very possible that all the visible mitzvahs a person does could very possibly be done for other people, for exterior motives. Aval Chodesh HaLevavos, but all the duties of your heart, a mitzvah which is pure inwardly, V'tochomem Chodesh, there definitely no exterior motive could be the reason. V'loi kovet v'loi shvach, and nothing wants to be respected and praised. Mishim kaim and do it. Anyone who fulfills the mitzvah of chavis havuvas, the inward mitzvah, because even in the yodim as people don't know what he has in his heart. And we have him l'shem amashkif. He only does it for the one who looks into his heart, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Abayi is Baruch Hu.
Isn't there such a thing called like self-esteem? Isn't there an ulterior motive that's not externally motivated? Some people get up and they'll jog or something like that, and they wouldn't miss a day jogging, but nobody's taking courses, and nobody's taking. Somebody wouldn't forget to say Shema or something like that, to repeat Shema in the evening.
The jogging, he wants to have a healthy body. It's a pure exterior motive. It's not. It doesn't jog for Hashem. It's definitely, it's a red exterior motive. Okay. Everyone says Shema. Anyone thinks in his heart that we're going to be Mekadosh Shemaim. Thinks of Avtarach HaKomoichu. He doesn't need it for his body. And nobody sees what he thinks. Why is he doing it? Isn't it for Hashem? Because it's a mitzvah. And nobody appreciates it, only Hashem. Only because Baruch Hu sees my heart. I don't need it for my health. I don't need it for any exterior motive.
Say self-esteem. We'll say that. I want to feel like
now,
I am somebody who works for Hashem.
Okay.
Maybe I'm totally wrong about myself.
So, okay. The fact in a person's self-esteem could be built up only by that he serves Hashem. This is already not self-esteem. It's not the goof.
he's not jogging for self-esteem to have good muscles. Mm-hmm. He doesn't meet the pleasure of all the self-esteem. So that's the Shem Hashem. There is, as the Baruch Hashem brings, there is, and the person does it because he wants to get schar boil rabo. He wants to be close to Hashem. And that's going to be Shara Havas Hashem. There is the tzaddikim, when they do things, tzaddikim have no motives even to be tzaddikim. They never do things because they're motivated to be a tzaddik. Motivated in order to be close to Hashem. They should be close to Hashem. The real tzaddik, the real big madreg is that your motivation is not because you're getting reward, because you're getting closest to Hashem. You're doing it only because Hashem wants you to do it. He has absolute no rotzen. He doesn't have a rotzen to be a tzaddik. His rotzen to be a tzaddik is because this is Hashem's rotzen. That's the ultimate to do the rotzen.
Not to get a schar.
Not to get a schar, and not even that you should be a tzaddik. Batel retzayna. Be mevatel your rotzen to the rotzen of Hashem. In any action that you do, there could be the ultimate rotzen Hashem. It could be any other rotzen. We're still taking care of exterior rotzen. Rotzen that people should respect you, and so on. That's yichda ma'aseh l'elokim. We doesn't think about it. No, you want to be a tzaddik. You want to fulfill the rotzen Hashem. It's a greater madrega. I'm not even doing because I want to do the rotzen Hashem. I'm doing because I'm a rotzen. Because it's Hashem's rotzen. Not because I want to do the rotzen Hashem. I want to do the Hashem's rotzen. Since it's Hashem's rotzen, I'm doing it. Researching the heart in Boichen Klois. Woman is told for Shem, only Shem knows what is needs to what is hidden in a person's body.
But it's ironic that even that's the, is that where the person would get the most scar? Because a person who's on a madrega that he's just doing it because Hashem wants me to do it, and that's it. Not because of scar, not because I want to be tzaddik.
He has the highest scar.
Yeah. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He has the highest scar.
I know it's not the motivation, but I mean that's the end product of the...
The end product, but he has the highest scar, but scar doesn't come in his
minor
field.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things which are destructive in Yichud Maisarakim, which destroys the Yichud Maisarakim? Doesn't matter. Usually there are three things. Somebody doesn't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why could anything compete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why when you come to do an act of a mitzvah to Hashem, and in fact, when people are in your company, and it's visible they do a mitzvah, you would be a nicer mitzvah than you would have done it alone. How could the exterior motive of people watching you compete with the actual, is because you don't understand what he's doing. You don't understand that you're busy. Shulyovan is Elohim. You don't understand that Hashem is still so good as Hashem. Shayla second is Shulyovan mitzvah Salim is Teroy. So you don't understand that mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Teroy. What the mitzvah is doing. Ashlishi, the third reason is here is Hayetzer. Il Mizosa El Odom. The Yetzer, which makes him always comes into his body and affects him. In a mizosa le'odam, in his meramazon, it continuously makes the world to be loving for the person of Hikeyu, and the Yetzer will alienate, but will defer him midderech ho'ilam abo. The Yetzer ha'ra'a always sells him to Oilam Azeh, and will push him off in the Oilam Abo. Aval Osne ha'sichlis midas alim le'mais, and now we go explain the three things. The first thing was that he doesn't understand Hashem, and he's stupid. What makes you stupid that you should lose the knowledge of Hashem the Masa Vaidehu? Anyone who doesn't know his master, he doesn't know him, he can't serve him in his heart. He will worship, serve him, the one who knows his in Yon, we talk to him many times, and as he knows what the benefit and the damage will be, he could serve him. Anyone who doesn't know Hashem at all will do one of the masa, will do a mitzvah. Kavanosavem, his tension will be Mishira Vekav Mine Odom Bavad. He's doing a mitzvah just like he's afraid or wants to get rewarded from people. Since he doesn't know Hashem, so his action is a human action, just like he would do. Why is it Bnei Adam? He said to people, "Why by the eyes? Why by the eyes? What? Not to one who created you. If you see any there, doesn't know him, but I'm not kidding. Doesn't understand the inyan of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chen Noimar. So we say also, "Why be that Zuras? Anyone who worships Avodah the Zora, for instance, worship the sun or the moon. Can we also say what brings them that you should be able to worship any of those powers? It brings them there. It's a chlus of any mizor. It doesn't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he sees the sun is beautiful, powerful, so he says to the sun, I think who created the sun? Because he only gets fascinated by the visible, and he doesn't think who created this visible. But if yes, and here he brings a very sharp word to Chodesh Baruch Hu, yes, Yisrael lo'evet atziles al acholet ba'arvet dvorim. There's an advantage, the one who worships an image, than one who worships Hashem with a chanifa, with conjunction with people, he makes it with the Negiah. There's an advantage. I could rather understand if somebody worships an image like the sun than one who worships Hashem but simultaneously is also acting up for people, made us in four ways, has advantage. One advantage the one who worships with images is much en chosan. At the time when there is no vision in any Musa al-Dinovi, he hasn't got a prophet which warns him, don't she vore etzloi, which the prophet should tell him to have some machshavtoi, how much he's going to lose, voices much, have some machshavtoi, voices so much. And there is no Novi which warns him, don't worship those images, and brings him proof that all of they're not supposed to. He worships the image because he's a fool, he's a fanatic. He doesn't know. Is he a power? He worships him. He's a follower. And nobody warns him. He's an innocent. That's the reason he worships him. He's innocent. If someone is so stupid that he could worship a son, obviously thinks son is a power. And nobody told him he's not allowed to. He's a total innocent. Avala machnif b'toyri sarakim. But one is machnif. Flatters. People. Wit. B'toyri fakudosh baruch hu. He serves Hashem. However, simultaneously, he has in mind the benefit of people. Yeshel of Tana, there's an argument against him. He accepted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While Zorim avoided his law, so he not to serve somebody else. The prince. That's it. Somebody put some tefillin. Why? Because he comes to the shul to show off to people he's putting up tefillin. So why did he come to show off he's putting on tefillin? Because he understands tefillin is a mitzvah Hashem. If you know there's such a thing as a mitzvah Hashem that you have to put on tefillin, you also know that there's a mitzvah not to worship anyone else. How can you use to put on tefillin to show up to somebody else? See, the one who worships idol, he doesn't know anything. He's a tumim. He doesn't know. He worships idol. But you're not worshiping. Are you worshiping a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Why worship Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because that's supposed to be. So how can you worship a Kodesh Baruch Hu simultaneously with people? It's not supposed to have somebody else outside of a Kodesh Baruch in your mind. Hashem is the second reason is advantage. Go over to the one who worships Avodah Zorah. Oved, he worships Mishayin Imam Salim. This Avodah Zorah is not rebelling against Hashem. The son does what he has to do. Avon Machd is the Torah Selekim. One is Machd Torah Selekim. Oved, Mishayin Imam Salim. He worships people which the people are Mamre, are rebelling against Hashem. In Mishayin Imam Roysai. He will try to find kindness in anyone's eyes, even in the eyes of a person. Now, for instance, if somebody is machnif a sarosha, is a flattering a rosha. Now, this rosha, it goes against Hashem. But shlishi, the third advantage, ka oivet atzuz, one who worships avoy the zora, he oivet dover echad levad, only worship one thing. He's only committed to this avoy the zora. Achonef, the one is machnif, he makes all those things for exterior reasons, things, ain't tachlis and avoy, there's endless worshippers. Anyone stands in his way, anyone is there, is his worshipping. But the four disadvantages, the one who worships the void disorder, and you know Nistum ibn Adam. He's not hiding it. People see. And if people see, they watch him. They watch off him. And if the person comes from everyone knows that he's a koi fibero kim. They know not to get spoiled with him, not to get friendship with him, not to learn from him. Because, no, unfortunately, this man is like the void disorder, they stay away from him. Aval Achonev, the one who flatters people, who shows up with Avodah Hashem for people, ain't kafrinus and yeres. Nobody knows really that he's worshipping not Hashem but somebody else.
Ibn Adam bite from the people that rely on him. Pitochin law, Israeli pastor, he could damage them if Shloy Tochin is a law. The Godel Shavamat Va'olim, the greatest pain in the world, that people accept him as a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in truth of the matter, he's nothing more. All he uses Torah Mitzvah Hashem in order to sell himself to people. Benikabul Shaneini is, as it's called in our language, in Arabic, Chonef, Achamfer, V'yohir, Neprav, and Mefate, and Fuler. Achmish Eina Meivim, Mitzvah Kindesaloy Sahav. This is the first one, who didn't understand it, who doesn't know Hashem. So he worships Surahs. The second one, one who doesn't understand the mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he cannot do Hashem totally from Shem Hashem. Since he doesn't know the style of Avodas Hashem, which is the Torah, of course he cannot understand how to make a mitzvah of Shleimus at all designated to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol ma shoyse me mas void empty time it does it to me to cover no so void so that we must have also come outside of the sham mit bi shul kem start go mit es khiyur und cuz really he's doubting is he really having to do it when a day does no ma she yaf se di khol vay he doesn't know what will he lose, he's going to lose the yikhlo the designation cuz bakh va sayse kin also cuz bakh the imu yadel imatov so even if he knows the goodness of a kodesh bakh tayve, but he doesn't know what he's losing. Gain your day, he doesn't know much. He chayev yichelavu basoysel king. Kama shalom yisrael meron. Ein buri yerechet lamoris chosid. If he's am oris, he cannot be a chosid. If he's a buri, he's not knowledge. He cannot be yerechet. Now, even he wants to make it Hashem shemaim, but he doesn't know what it is, since he doesn't know the Torah mitzvahs. In the third thing, our hira yetzer. What does the yetzer come into the picture, which is thinks that the thoughts of the Yetzer, that's Mishkalu Shnei Cholokim, this divides himself in two portions. Echad Mehem, one of them, Machshov is Mesapkes of Hamites. The Yetzer puts in doubtful thoughts in his mind, which he doubts the truthness, Mishavshes Olav HaMinosoi. Mishavsh means, it falls on him the belief. Shloshim Shiva is like, what?
Settles.
No. Shimush means faulting. It's not clear. The way the Yetzer comes and infiltrates the person, he comes through. He brings in sfeikas. Brings in sfeikas in the truthness of everything. It's really feeling so important. It's really Shabbos so important. It's really Hashem care about if I do this and do that. Like you have to wash your hands and tell you sit down with all your details. Is it really so effective? Would it really so matter if my hand is a little bit wet or touch something? Put in sfeikas. In Mishabsha is all of Eminosa. In his Amuna is believing Chazal is Mishubash. Is not damageful, it's damaged. Take it as Mishabash and damage. Mishabsha is all of, and the Yetzer tries to damage Eminosa, his purity in Amuna. Actually, Yishlam Loi Masa Lekim, that you cannot make a complete Masa Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he's doubting it, really, he's doubting it, it's really so important. That's one of the ways, the way the Yetzer is affecting a person. And when you are under this influence of the Yetzer, that you have doubts Bechlal in the Amuna, and you have doubts in the truthness of the every part of the Mitzvah, you can't make it anymore full heartedly complete 100%. You can't be makbet. In the second thing, the way the Yetzer works, the Yetzer doesn't come with doubts, but it comes with arguments and brings you proof. He proves to him that that's what he tries to do, the Ma'aseh Elokim, to do what Hashem told him. It doesn't have to be done. He teaches him.
It's a part of society. You act out for society's demand.
You're not doing yourself as a chizvah, so you're not interested whether you do it or not. In private life, you wouldn't even do it. Those are the type of the people at home, he would eat without washing. He comes to the shul, shall shul, every washes, he washes too. Now, does he wash a bechlal? He's only washing it to show for people.
Peer pressure.
Oh, yeah, what? So that means, because it comes with all kind of times, three of this and that. The first part, the Yetzer first comes, puts doubt into you. The second thing, no, Yosef, it's not necessary, but Chalal, don't do it. Why? You know, it's a lifestyle. The Chinese have the Chinese way of life. The Jews have the Jewish way of life. It's a Jewish way of life. So in public, you're a Jew, you have to please everyone, so you do things. Perek HaChamishi, the fifth perek. The Yisilavai Luchaminin Azeh. And now came to explain to you for this union of the Hira Rayetza. The Yetza penetrates in your mind and it makes you think wrongful things. The Miyoinim, all kind of examples, Yoyru, which will teach you Al Mashallah Zuchatu, which I didn't tell you so far. I'm going to explain you all kind of tactics of the Yetza, the way it comes into you. Kadesh is our member, because other people should watch up this Yetza. It comes to teach us, imagine this Yetza. Chayyim Salvos knew better Yetza than we know it. He's going to tell you who the Yetza is. The Yilavov of Sholem, this way you could have a full heart of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Omer Chocham, Yishma Chocham, the Chocham should hear, the Yosef Lekha should add more knowledge. The Novoin, Tachbura Sikna, the one who's a Novoin, he will acquire Tachbura, techniques. If you hear, so I'm going to tell you certain things which you never thought of it. Let's hear. Did the Chavis of us know the Yetzirah better than we know? Maybe in his times. There were some people who were so naive. So the Chavis, they had to learn about the Yetzirah, so the Chavis of us. Which I think, in our times of today, I'm afraid even Chavis of us could be our Talmud. Let's hope at you. Let's see what he says. He says, I'm going to show you techniques of the Yetzir, which I'm going to teach you who he is. Ben Odom. Now speaks up, man. Roi lochol adas. It's appropriate for you to know. You should know. Roi lochol. Roi lochol means it's appropriate. Means you must know it. You must know statements. Kafina agodol sheyesh lochobal. Who is the biggest enemy in this world? Who yitzrecha? This is your yitzer. Be aware, your biggest enemy in this world is your yitzer hara. Hanimsach, which is all spread out, the mixes in the Kochos Nafshecha and all the powers of your nefesh. You should know the biggest enemy is your Yetzer. I don't think he's somewhere sitting out there watching to catch you there. No, he's inside in your body, in each place of the body, in every place of the body. There's not one place in your body which your Yetzer is not hiding there. Vama Oirav, who is mixed in, is commingled the Mezek Rechako with your spirit. In anything and everything, in any power in your body, in any feelings of your body, in any spirit of your body, your Yetzer is there. It just means your enemy is there. If you don't watch him, he will be always out to take advantage and to affect you. Ha'mishtatef imcho, and is incorporated with you in all areas of life. Va'anhogas chishech ha'gufnim, when you activate, you physical senses, in your spiritual senses. There's no sense in you which you activate to feel and to do and to talk and to smell. If those are senses which is the Gashmi is bigger, the material, physical senses, what is the spiritual senses? Which he is not incorporated, a partner in it. In every aspect of your life, your enemy is there. Hamoishel, which he rhymes and he dominates. The Seder is Nafshecha, in the inner chamber, in the secrecy of your Nefesh, Utzfun Chubecha, and in the more hidden place of your heart. There's certain hiddenness in a person's subconscious, which a person is not even aware of it. There, your enemy is there, and it takes advantage. There isn't a thing in your life, if you don't carefully watch it, that your enemy is not there, that wouldn't take advantage to take you off you there. Bala Tzotzko, he's your advisor. As much as you hate him, your biggest enemy is your advisor. B'chol Tzniyo Sechon, all your movements. You don't make a Tzniyo, you don't move your hand without your enemy advising you to do it. Hanirois, the visible movements, Manistoros, and the hidden movements. Shitiena Birtzoinecho, anything which you do is being done in such a way. Anything which you do with your wishes, your enemy is there and is advising you, guiding you. Ho'oirev lefatos psiyos secho. Oirev means, you know, lo'orav lo'i, like he's trapping you. He's always trapping you to fool you, to deceive you, your footsteps. Even a footstep, wherever you go, is there to deceive you. This is your biggest enemy. In other words, he said the statement, you should be aware. Your biggest enemy is in you, and it's all over, and it's all over there, and it's affecting every part of a human being's existence. Ve'ato yoshen loy, you are asleep to him. You're not aware of him. You're not alert to him. Ve'hu er loch, and he's fully alert to you. Imagine what kind of position you are. He'd have this big enemy, holds you in his hand in every part of your life, and you can never be fully alert to him. You're not in a capacity that should have the strength always to fight him off, but who aid love, but who's fully alert to you. He never lets go one opportunity that he shouldn't fully affect you. The Yetzirah never takes a vacation, never dozes off, it never slips his mind. Imagine, there's no such a thing that he should let you go by anything. And if he worked with you for 90 years and he never got you, he still works with you as a youthful maybe now, and maybe now. Never, never, ever gives up. He never, never gives up of any opportunity not to get you. The atom is Alan Emeno. You try to deny him. You try to conceal, not to recognize him. You try not to acknowledge him. The atom is Alan Emeno. You're not acknowledging him. But who Enam is Alan Emecho? But he never denies you. He's fully acknowledging you. In other words, he does not let go one bystep. Lo vashlocho, he dresses himself up to you, big day hayedidus, the most friendship clothes. He's the biggest friend of you. He only means you toive. He's the biggest enemy, but he's dressed up your biggest friend. And it's very difficult to recognize that he's enemy. Vo'odo adeo havelocho, and he decorates you with decorations of love, gives you love beads, dresses you up in all kinds of, only mean you go to sleep a little bit, you have to be resting, you're such a great guy, you're going to daven so well, if you could only take this extra half hour sleep, you're going to be such a magic, daven is going to be so wonderful. He is almost, and he's never getting tired, he uses this argument again and again, he spit in his face 100 times, he says, I know it's you, Yetzirah. He comes back, he's not a shame. You can never embarrass him. You can never disappoint him. You can never tire him. He comes back on you again and again and again. And he decorates with all kind of loving decoration. And he goes in between you, trustworthy advisor. Comes your special friend. He always says, listen, I mean the best friend. I think I gave you the best advice. And the truth of the matter is that, you know why it is so? Because when you go out to the world and see what the world is preaching and teaching, what the world considers, I'm proud of you, I'm so proud of you, you're so successful, just do this, you will have this. What is it? All the answer. It's all the answer that are. Rotz al retzelcho, he runs whatever you want to do. He will see, when you really give into the Yetzer, he will serve you like the biggest servant. Everything that you want is going to run to get you. Everything. Benira, Benimimoiza, Kirtois, he will show it openly, he will hint it to you. Bimoira Oischo, and he's commanding you and leading you. The Chitzov, which is Eros, Hamamisim, the Sheroshechum Erzacham, which is dying off your roots in the world to come. He's always killing you. He's poisoning you with his arrows. I mean, you do things which you rooted in the world to come. Eretz Chaim, he's dying it off. He's always poisoning it. Moshe Omer Akosar, the Pesuk says, Mishinyon of Kach, the one who lives according to the Yetzer's poisoning, Kemisla Leah. Like the man who is crazy, Kemisla Leah, a man who makes himself meshuga. Kemislaleya, a man who makes himself foolish. Hayoyre, the Yetzer Hara is acting to you to the point that you make yourself foolish. Hayoyre Zikim, who shoots all kind of bullets, chitzim and arrows, the moves and death. He always bombards you with bullets and arrows, which is literally killing you.
Kein ish rima Yisra'eyu. So his man is fooling his friend, which is Yetzer Hara, is fooling you. Woman says, don't be serious, let me sachik on it. It's only a joke, really. Don't take it. The Yetzer Hara comes at you and he says, listen, so I'm only joking, really. It's not so, don't be so serious. Don't take it so serious. And the truth of the matter is, he sends his sort of poisoned arrows into the roots where you're connected to the world to come, and points you up over there, and all of a sudden you find yourself disconnected. It's a classic, the way he describes his Yetzer Hara. Your biggest enemy is in you, and all over in you, in all aspects of you, and takes full advantage of everything, he's always alert to get you, and he sends his deepest arrows poisoned to die you, to poison you in your deepest rooted things. And one of the strongest messengers which is getting you, which will teach you, he will fight you in all the hidden parts, in the subconscious part of the union. He will first try, how does he penetrate into you? How does he try to get a hold of you? What is his first step? The first step is, the way the Yetzer gets you is, Shishtabel, he will try, Lesatek Olecho Amitoscho. He will try to bring in doubt in your emes. We have a certain amount of emes decapped in us. There's a certain amount of certainty in us, which we are convinced about it, it's emes. First, he will try to cool you off there. He will try to penetrate and stake us in your emes. The shabesh is the damage machine is bordered upon something which has been proven to you. The arboyev is nafshecho, and to mix up your soul, the machshav is because of it, all kind of doubtful thinking, the tanush korim, and all kind of shekadiga arguments. Yatrid oyscho behem, and it's going to keep you busy with all kinds of stupid, foolish arguments, mitalusecho, because it really helps you, it's really so beneficial for you. I mean, you believe in certain things. You believe in getting up in the morning and learning before davening, okay? You're coming up and getting back. So he really wants to stop it. He's not going to come, stop, go to sleep. Sleep a little bit longer. Because you know this is good for you. You know it's worth it. You know you're learning, it gives you a shot in your arm and you make use of it. So he can't tell you, sleep over, because you're not going to give it up. So what does he do? How do you know what the Chavis Savovar says is truth? How do you know? See, nobody learns it. Come on. It puts doubts in. I mean, you're living a lot of practical life. You're not living a realistic life. Come on, be realistic. You're taking Madrigas because you're not a philosopher. What? Just come on, go on living life. It puts doubts into you, which you know. And once this doubt comes to penetrate, then you get security off. Then it comes, sleep over. Because now you could sleep over. Because you already doubt. As long as you're convinced, as long as you feel the truthness, which you do, he can't come, he can't make a second step. He's satik alecho. He's going to bring in doubts, he's going to make fakes in you. Mashin is born alecho, mamin osko, something which you know for definite in your amuna, in your religion. Inti and he's in the manner. And if you're going to be careful of him, it tells me, Lord, and you're going to counter attack him, he comes in with the doubts. It tells me, Lord, and you're going to advance him. Shluche, the message of Sichlucho with Yusechel. Yusechel will always be alert and always penetrating deeper to reinforce the Amunah and the truthness of the Amunah. And you're going to advance him, you're going to counter his doubt. Lilochemo, he said, to fight him and at war with him. Salek Chitzot Melecho, he will remove his arrows from you. The Yetzer Hara could only come in with this foolish, stupid argument and to put his fakers only when you are sleeping. And you don't use, and you don't, as Israel said, we have the missiles, but they have counter missiles. And Yetzer sends always his missiles, his missiles into us, his doubts, put doubts into us. But we have to advance them with the counter missiles. Always to have an alert mind, and always getting deeper in, and to reinforce the validity and the truthness of our argument. And when you are busy revalidating your emes, revalidating your truth, you can't even penetrate into it to give you doubts. If people become doubtful about certain truthness, it is because they were not busy reinforcing the truthness. And this is the first advice that the Bachar Yisrael says. In order not to let the Yetzer Hara into you,
You always have to be busy revalidating and re-arguing to yourself the truth of things, which is already accepted to yourself. It's not something you could never go, okay, I got this already. This is for me, it's definite. And now, okay, don't have to think about it. Therefore, you have to get up and learn this thing, something which you know, something which you are convinced of. Because by knowing and reinforcing it, he stays out. He's sending out the counter missiles before he sends his missiles. And he's, of course, he keeps sending missiles all along, but they blow up in the air before they land. Because he keeps sending out these anti-missiles, and you are totally deterring his missiles. This is going to be rescued. It's a moderate manner. It's going to be safe from the Yetzer Hara, Ez Hashem, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not with you, but Ez Hashem is Baruch. If you're going to keep shooting this anti-missiles against him, automatically Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will help him there. However, if you're going to rely on your manim, listen, I'm not afraid of this. He's not such a brutal enemy. Listen, I worked so hard, I got at that truth. Give me another vacation. They have to always reinforce my emunah. The impashta finyanecho elof. If you're going to throw urine on him, who's learning today? Abba Wozner, this guy is not here, I understand.
No, Rabbi, some other person is coming to give a shiur.
Okay. The impashta finyanecho elof. And if you're going to rely urine on him, with your Moshe Chachar Tzayna, you're going to go after the desire of the Yetzer. Layirat Vimcho. He's never going to let you off. Until he's going to totally destroy you, the Shnei Elohim, in the both worlds. If the minute you give him a little insight, Cynthia said, listen, I'll let him in a little bit. Okay, let him have a little bit, a little part of me. Let him argue his argument, let him present his case. I'm not afraid of it. If you let him in, he's going to penetrate and piece into you to such extent, he will not let you off until he will destroy you from the both worlds. Yishoreshecho, it will uproot you. Mishnei Ma'ayin from your two apartments, your two dwellings. It will totally uproot you from both. Moshe Omar b'Seif, b'Seifav, as Moshe Omar, as he said, b'Seif b'Seifav. Only one chapter of his all is into all the chapters. One avail from all the other avails. Yishechot mechayolav. He's going to speak to you in one area where you let him in, like one man from his soldiers, one of them from all the surveyors. And he's going to, if you say, listen, I can't be, there's nobody at Tzadik. There's nobody 100% Tzadik. Don't fool yourself. You can't be 100% Tzadik. So one area, the answer has in with me. If you say this statement, after all, you know, nobody in Tzadik borders, there's no 100% perfect. And obviously, I can't be perfect. And there must be Yates in every person. And in this area, okay, a lot of them are tolerating him, but I'm watching, I'm putting fences. Forget it. You got in a soldier there, you got in this bacteria of the Yates in him. He will go there until he's going to totally uproot you. Like the Pasuk says, Ki rabim chalolo hipilo. Many, how do you say in Russian, chalolo? Many, what? Dead people, he says, that soon you call him again. Rabim chalolo hipilo. Many people he killed. But Sunim called Harogel, and deep is the death of all his murdered ones. In quantity, in quality, the Yetzer Hara is not lazy, and his ultimate goal is to kill a person. In quantity, he let him in one area, he spreads in all areas, in the entire depth. Says Kirabim Chololim, he's not out to make you. So some people, you know, we all have it in ourselves. That we are machmir, we find the Elohim, but there's a certain area in life that we are maker. Yeah, that's not careful. I'm not machmir devotion. I can't help it. So what do you do? You're giving a space in the Yetzer Hara. It's just like you say, no, I'm chassid shalom, give us an eight. Now eight, where is eight contagious? When it makes a connection to any of your blood vessels, or to any of the inside part of your body, any of your moisture inside part of your body, let's venture. So what is it to save of eight? Not to have any connection with you. If you have a wound on your hand, which anything is with finger, it's very dangerous not to have any contact with a person which may be an AIDS victim, because through this open thing, you know, the AIDS could come in. Of course, we know AIDS comes from different areas, from drugs, from all the misbehaviors. That's the real root of the AIDS, but it could become in any little blood contact, any little finger. You have a little crack on your finger. The person will say, hey, listen, I'm careful, of course, no, nothing to do with the eight chassid shalom. But a little crack in the finger, what could it be already? If this bacteria gets in here, this little head, it's going to spread all your body, and it's going to take you entirely. It's going to spread you quantity wise and quality wise. That's what the Mishnah says. Kirabim, the Yetzirah is Kirabim Cholol Yetzirah. He's out to get many Chololim. He's out to get many wickedness. But Tzumi Cholol, it goes into the depth. Darkei Sho'oil Beisov. His house, his derech, his path is to go to the Sho'oil, go to the Gehenim, to the deep Gehenim. Yoel Dois, and he's going to go down, lead you down to Chadre Moves, into the chapel, in the funeral part. His destiny is to get you until you're totally dead, incomplete. Yetzirah is not giving up until he doesn't see you a Ravon by Nevat. He's not giving up. You know, wish you should learn, we say that some verses, I learn from my enemies. If you should work how to be a tzaddik as he works how to, we should become a Rishon. He never gives up, he never satisfied. As much you please him, he will always work to do more. So should we grapple him. How can they for? Don't be busy with any other war except his war. Don't be preoccupied with any other thing in this world except with the war which you have against your Yetzer. It's a full-time job. It demands full dedication. It demands full focusing, full involvement. When a person is busy with any other thing and not in here, he gets you. No way can you be successful holding him, keeping him out, unless you're busy fighting him. When you're busy with other things, and this is what the lady is going to use, when people have hobbies, worldly hobbies, which is nothing wrong. He's a golfer, he's a jogger, he's a card player, he's a swimmer, whatever it is. As long as this becomes a hobby and it holds, it becomes addictive to it, that means this portion of you being a hobby in this area deters you not to be focused in on the ongoing overall war which you have with your own Yetzer, which is inside in you, which is the biggest enemy in you. So you could never take off from that. You always, a soldier, he's always is sleeping with his clothes, he's sleeping with his ammunition. You were in the army, right? You know, a soldier is always a soldier, ready for combat, especially when the war is on. When battle, now he has to sleep, he has to eat, and he has to go to the battle. But when he's in the battlefield, when he's in combat, no matter what position he is in, his physical condition, he's fully alert, always the ammunition in his hand. He sleeps with his gun in the hand. That's the way we have to be. We have to know that we are in combat 24 hours a day, and the Yetzirah is inside. We always have to be fully alert. And every time when you give yourself, I'm going on vacation, leave me alone for a day, I'm just going to do what I like to do, it's too much for me. And that day he's going to get you. 1 minute, you just, 1 minute to go away, he's going to get you. Al-Kadefer, therefore, says, Al-Tavtitcho, don't let yourself be busy, Milchem Ezelosoi, in any kind of war outside of his war, Milchamtoi. Ikrov, in any battle, Bilti Krovoi, not his battle. Don't be involved in any other battle except his battle. Vahochrev, Imishu Rochak Mimcho. Vahochrev. And you should be, how do you call it, mounted up with ammunition. You should have the sword in your hand. Never take a sword against somebody who is away from you, from the sword, somebody who does not detach himself from you. Don't carry a gun. Don't try to shoot to the moon. Use the gun to shoot the one who's in you. Don't try to push away, who doesn't come to you only with permission. You see, don't try to fight off and to push away an enemy who only comes in with your permission, mitchoyz, and to leave alone, mishe'en shol yirshus mamotzimach. He doesn't ask you permission to be with you. The Yetzer doesn't ask permission to be with you or not. He's always with you. You can't chase him out. So don't be busy, you know, keeping out elements, which those elements doesn't come in on their own. Keep out chasing the element who comes and penetrates. You throw him out of the door, he comes through the window. He's always coming back. For Omri al-Khosi, they said once on al-Khosi, on himself, he said, Shupok anoshim shovim al-Khem Yisraelim. He found soldiers coming back from a war of enemies. He had a war with enemies. V'shol v'shol al-Achar milchom ha-Chazoko. And they robbed many things after big milchom. And they won. the one over the enemies, and it captured all the ammunition in it. Omalem, it's also the people who came back, this victorious soldier. Shaftam and Chomaktana, you came back from a small war, Shoilim Sholol, and you captured a lot of things for enemies. It Abdu, now be prepared Lemuchomakdoil to a great war. You just won a small war, now get prepared for the big war. Omalem, they asked him, my Melchom, what is such a great war which we have won? When I'm a famous Yetzer, now you're going to start fighting the Yetzer and his soldiers.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@lhl.com.